Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Ooh. Mid. 3 out of 7. 3 stars.
If it's mid, wouldn't it be 3.5 stars?
Oh, shut up, Coleman. I'm not a mathematician. I'm just saying it's not very good. I got this new tea, orange spice tea. It is caffeinated. It's not like an herbal tea that's just a spicy orange. It's this black tea that's supposed to taste like spicy orange, and it doesn't. It doesn't taste like anything.
Even if you were to taste the spicy orange in this, have you ever had a spicy orange to compare it to? I've never heard of a spicy orange.
Well, you've heard of like an orange spice flavor. Like you're aware of the concept of orange spice flavor.
No, the only spice I'm aware of is pumpkin spice.
Oh, we know about pumpkin spice.
And I don't even know if that's supposed to be spicy.
Pumpkin spice, the forgotten spice girl.
Ah.
Yeah, they keep her up in the attic and they put her away when company comes over. No, you know, just having my afternoon tea, thought I'd try something different, and I got burned. Had a great conversation last hour with Matthew in Ukraine. Also had a great conversation on Friday with Gary Tyler. If that name sounds familiar to you, you may remember back in 1976, a 17-year-old black teenager in St. Charles Parish was sent to Angola on death row. He was given the death penalty, and he was sent to Angola for 40 years for a crime that he did not commit. He was convicted based on falsified evidence, testimony that was later recanted, and the people that gave that testimony said, the police said that I had to say that, or they were going to hurt my family or something. Hell of a story. But while he was in Angola, he became the president of the Angola Drama Club and had really profound and interesting things to say about the power of live theater and drama to transform people's lives, both inside and outside of the system. And I strongly encourage you to go back and listen to that interview and hear it straight from him and go a step further and go buy his book. Go buy Stitching Freedom by Gary Tyler. It's available everywhere books are sold. It's great. It's a pretty easy read. Maybe you're a person who doesn't like read a lot of books, but I know you can read this one because he's a great storyteller. And it's just really it's just a total captivating stuff. Got plenty of text to get to on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talking text line. If you want to get in on any of this conversation we're having about LSU and about the Saints, you already know Brian Kelly was fired from the Louisiana State University athletic program yesterday after the Tigers imploded against the Aggies on Saturday. They're no longer ranked. They have no chance of making the playoffs. The question now is, well, there's a couple questions now, but I think the one I'm most interested in, did they pull the trigger too soon? Is it okay to let somebody go like that in the middle of the season, you know, 4 years in? You got to pay out the rest of their contract and all this stuff. I mean, there's all sorts of different considerations to make. But do you think that this was the right move, or would you have liked to see Brian Kelly stick around, I don't know, a couple more games, maybe finish the season out? I'm old enough to remember when LSU fired Coach O 2 years after he won a national championship. So I'm not going to pretend like I know something I don't when it comes to how universities consider how long to keep these guys on, given the amount of money that they're being paid to do these jobs. But how does it hit you as a fan? Do you think Brian Kelly was never really a good fit for this program? Or do you think they got spooked and they just said, you know, somebody's head's got a roll here? We have full coverage of this at WWL.com. Some great reporting from Jeff Nowak and Jeff Palermo, Mike Dettillier. I saw a story this morning. Tyrann Mathieu is apparently enthusiastic and serious about throwing his hat in the ring to become the next head coach at LSU, despite having had no coaching experience in the NFL or in college football. So that could be interesting. I would like to see that. I think Tyrann Mathieu would be a fun coach. I don't know if he'd be an effective coach, but, you know, not unlike Deion Sanders out west. Like, I don't know. These guys got a little bit of star power. That makes me want to pay more attention to a team I otherwise might not. If you're on hold, stay there. I don't have any more scheduled interviews until about an hour and 10 minutes from now. So if you're on hold, hang out. I'm going to get to you as soon as I can. But first, please, Coleman, line it up. It's the 2 o'clock news bomb, and we're going to start in the Middle East. Part of the ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hamas was an agreement to return all the hostages that were taken during the October 7th terror attacks. But Hamas is running into some complications with that.
Hamas says it's expanding the search for remains of hostages in Gaza with the help of Egypt and heavy equipment. About 13 bodies remain missing. Part of the U.S. brokered ceasefire requires that return. President Trump warning he's watching very closely, but believes peace is holding.
I think it'll hold, yeah.
Oh, so do they believe it will?
Well, if it doesn't hold, I mean, if it does hold, that would be Hamas. Hamas will be not hard to take care of.
Trump also says security arrangements for Gaza are progressing.
It's working very well. It's all smooth. The U.S. doesn't have to get much involved.
One thing hindering the search for hostage remains in Gaza, the rubble. The U.N. says there's enough to fill up all of New York's Central Park, about 40 feet high. Meanwhile, late Saturday, Israel striking in Gaza, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu defending the military's actions, saying they were targeting militants. I'm Julie Walker.
That's pretty dark. You know, there's a long road ahead when even the ceasefire has a body count. President Trump is meeting with Japan's new leader in Tokyo before pivotal talks with China later this week.
President Trump has arrived in Japan, whose new leader is banking on a friendly relationship with him to ease trade tensions. Sanae Takaichi just took office last week as Japan's first female leader. Tokyo's floating an idea that might appeal to the president, buying a fleet of Ford F-150 pickups after he's long complained about American vehicles being shut out of the Japanese market.
That's great. She has good taste. That's a hot truck.
Both Washington and Tokyo are looking to limit China's manufacturing ambitions. The president's next stop is South Korea, where he'll meet Beijing's Xi Jinping and feels good about reaching a long-sought trade agreement.
I think we're going to come away with a deal.
Another potential meeting while there with North Korea's Kim Jong-un, who has rejected the president's overtures to reconnect.
But if he'd like to meet him around, you know, I'll be in South Korea so I can be right over there.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Yeah, good luck to President Trump in ironing out some of the details on these trade agreements. I was a little bit surprised to see the Ford F-150 kind of at the center of the table in terms of what's being offered in a trade deal with Japan. Trump very famously has an eye for hot trucks. He simped really hard for Elon Musk's Cybertruck earlier this year, back when Musk was still the co-president. The Ford F-150 is America's top-selling truck, and the Cybertruck is America's top-selling cry for help. A lack of air traffic controllers causing a ground stop at LAX on Sunday, that could become a widespread problem.
Federal Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy warning the government shutdown is affecting air traffic controllers, worrying about their next paycheck.
They got a big fat zero. No paycheck is coming on Tuesday.
Duffy said on Fox News Sunday Morning Futures, many already calling in sick and taking other action ahead of Tuesday.
If I don't feel like I have enough controllers or enough controllers that are focused, we will slow down traffic. We will stop traffic.
The FAA says a staffing shortage in California held up flights departing for Los Angeles. The agency issuing a temporary ground stop at one of the world's busiest airports LAX. Staffing shortage is also causing disruption Sunday at another busy airport, Newark. I'm Julie Walker.
LAX flights were grounded for almost 2 hours, or as the TSA calls it, on time. Former MTV Real World star and Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy said more controllers are calling in sick. Yeah, apparently sick of working for free, which now counts as a medical condition. We'll have to see if that's in the new Make America Healthy Again framework from RFK Jr. With control of the House in the balance, work continues in the Hoosier state to give Republicans an advantage in next year's midterms.
Indiana Republican Governor Mike Braun has called a special session for lawmakers to redraw congressional districts. President Trump has ramped up pressure on Republican governors to give the party an easier path to maintain control of the U.S. House. Republicans in Texas and Missouri moved quickly, and California Democrats responded with their own redistricting plan. But lawmakers in Indiana have been far more hesitant. Indiana's Republican legislative leaders have praised existing boundaries that were adopted 4 years ago. The General Assembly will convene on November 3rd, but it's unclear whether enough of the GOP majority Senate will back the new maps. Republicans hold a supermajority in both chambers. Opponents are expected to challenge any new maps in court. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
Here's what's a little bit weird about this is that Indiana already has a 7-2 Republican advantage in Congress. It doesn't seem like there's that much meat on the bone here. It's not like it's 3-4 or, you know, 5-5 or something like that. I know that doesn't add up to 9, but seems like an awful lot of noise and fury just to maybe pick up another 2 seats. I don't know. I'm not a redistricting expert. I don't understand how you take, you know, Bloomington and Indianapolis and, you know, eliminate 2 Democratic seats in those cities. I don't know how you do that. But Republicans there say that they're redrawing these maps in the middle of a cycle to, quote unquote, protect Hoosiers. Protect them from what? Competition? Okay. The new district boundaries reportedly are gerrymandered so badly that viewed from space, they spell out help. If you have had a chance in the past to visit Jamaica, I hope you brought some keepsakes home because it doesn't look like there's going to be a lot left of the island nation after tonight.
In Jamaica, waves are pounding the shore, winds whipping the trees, and rain falling as Hurricane Melissa bears down on the island. Forecast to bring 160-mile-per-hour winds and 30 inches of rain, says National Hurricane Center specialist Larry Kelly.
You know, the category is not what matters here. It's the impacts, you know, the catastrophic, you know, winds, the life-threatening flash flooding, you know, landslides anticipated over Jamaica. So, you know, those in Jamaica need to seek their shelter now, and it's not moving very fast either, so we're talking about a long-duration event that's going to continue throughout the day today and overnight hours into tomorrow.
Over the weekend, residents like Market Ward raiding stores to prepare for the worst.
I was hoping to get some bread, but the shelves are empty.
Melissa, the strongest hurricane to hit Jamaica in recent history, already causing fatalities in Haiti and the Dominican Republic. I'm Julie Walker.
Oh boy, prayers up for Jamaica. There's not really much to joke about here. We'll have more about it tomorrow. I'll just say this, you know, look for the helpers. There's no good news coming out of Jamaica for the next several days, probably, but look for the helpers. I mean, even right now, people are preparing, they're boarding up their homes, they're sharing food and resources and gathering themselves in their communities, they're ferrying neighbors to shelters, they're doing what humans do best, and they are taking care of each other when everything else falls apart. And God bless. You know, Melissa will pass. And when she does, Jamaica will still be standing, and they'll probably have a drink in their hand, and they'll say, you should see what we did to her. We'll be right back after this. I'm going to get to John, Joe, and Philip, and the rest of y'all on the Oaken Art Jewelers Talking Text Line. Do stay there. I'm going to get to you as quickly as possible. If you want to react to anything you just heard, the way to do it is the Oaken Art Jewelers Talking Text Line. The number is 504-258-8706. Really want to hear from you about your reaction to Brian Kelly being gone. Were you at that game? What was that game like for you? For that matter, were you at the Saints game yesterday? Both of these games kind of emptied out in the back half because, you know, the home base fans just didn't want to be around for this. It's pretty tough sledding. I'll tell you where I was when I heard that Brian Kelly was fired. A bit of an embarrassing moment for myself. That story and much more coming up next. Scoot is going to be back on Thursday, and I'll be back right after this. Stick around.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I guess that's what heaven feels like, but I want to ask what gumbo weather feels like. The forecast later this week looks exceptional. Looks like highs of about 68, 67 on the north and south shores, but lows in the upper 40s on Thursday. Low of 58 on the south shore, 53 on Thursday. Is that gumbo weather? Coleman, do you have thoughts about this? Do you care about gumbo weather?
Not necessarily.
It's a weird thing to care about.
Yeah. Only because I tend to eat gumbo year round, and I don't have a specific, you know, like it doesn't feel better whether it's cold or hot. It just tastes better when it's cold, I guess. I'm not sure.
Here's a text message from earlier that says, as someone who immensely enjoys making gumbo, I think gumbo weather means cool enough for you to bear to stand over and stir a hot pan of roux. Okay, well, that's getting closer. I think, I don't know, y'all, there's got to be some kind of like spiritual connection to gumbo weather here. It can't be about the temperature. It can't just be about the calendar. It's got to be something else, some other sort of quality that the weather would have before we could qualifiably say that it is gumbo weather. Where were you when you heard Brian Kelly got fired? I'll tell you where I was. I was at Rouse's. I was making groceries. I was in the frozen food aisle. And I usually do this on Sundays after football stuff is kind of wrapping up. So I'm, you know, walking around the frozen food aisle and I got my headphones in. I'm listening to The Point After with Bobby and Steve right here on WWL. And I'm in the frozen food aisle and I'm listening on my headphones and I hear Steve Geller come back from commercial break. He says, well, folks, we got some breaking news. LSU has parted ways with Brian Kelly. And as if I were at home alone in my living room at the top of my lungs, I said, holy and I think that I looked like a maniac in that moment because it was out of nowhere and it was loud. I mean, I really said it out loud, too loud. I was a little embarrassed. I don't know. There was a lady kind of at the other end. I don't know if she ignored me or didn't hear me. Maybe she was listening on her own set of headphones. But, you know, I'll always remember where I was when I found out Brian Kelly got fired. Were you at the Texas A&M game? How bad did that suck on a scale of one to a ton of suckage? Let's go to John in Abita. John, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. I'm sorry, Ian.
That's okay. That's cool.
It's unfortunate that we have something else that we can talk about besides politics. But
indeed.
I got a ton of stuff to go there with. But, you know, I heard the rumor mill. I watched SportsCenter and the SEC. They're talking about three candidates that they like right away, which is Joe Brady, which I really like, Jimbo Fisher, and Nick Saban.
Yeah, I can't keep hearing about Saban, and I'm like, is this for real? What do you think?
Yeah, does he need more money?
I don't know. I don't know, John. I've never kind of understood the motivations of guys like this. I mean, far be it from me to say, like, you shouldn't pursue more wealth. But how much, you know,
stop working.
Just sit on your pile of money and go fishing. Spend time with your grandkids. I don't know. Do you really have to go back into the circuit and make another $100 million? I don't know.
That's what I would say about, like, Elon Musk. You know, go away. Go to the beach.
Yeah, man. Chill out. You don't need all this heartache, you know? Go drive your little car around.
But saving, I could see a motivation there, you know, back in the SEC. But look at what's going on with Belichick. It's not working out for him. So.
No, it sure isn't.
So, I don't know, man. I do like the Joe Brady option, though.
Yeah, that don't confront me. Yeah, I trust all those guys. You know, I was up at a meeting we had as part of, like, the LSU Sports Radio Network. We were up in Baton Rouge, me and some of the other management class here, and I got to meet some of those people, and they are just such good folks. You know, I feel like I got a pretty good BS detector, and I think that they are just smart, and there's no reason to think that they're not going to do something that's really in the best interest. You know, not just of the program, but of the fans. I mean, they really care about putting out a good product, and they're serious about that. And I guess that's why they had to let Brian Kelly go.
Well, so here's a crazy thing, Ian. I'm 59 and a half year old. I grew up in the quarter. This year is the first time I got tickets to an LSU game. And guess which one I'm going to? Uh-oh. Western Kentucky.
Okay, well, I hope that we can win that game, John. You feel bullish about that, dude? I was just saying earlier, I had tickets to the Texas A&M game that I had to give back because I ended up having a birthday party to go to that night. But I was stoked. I was really excited about that game. I had kind of my whole weekend planned around it, and then I was like, oh, well, I'm not going to be able to go. And now I'm really glad that I didn't because that would have been a bad vibe.
Yeah, I think even before Brian Kelly got fired, we were saying that probably the only other game we may win is Western Kentucky.
Wow, go beat Western Kentucky. Nice speaking with you today, John. Appreciate you tuning in from the North Shore. Let's go to Joe in Biloxi. Joe, you're on the air. Good afternoon.
Hey, Ian. I think you'll be okay with the outburst at Rouse's yesterday. I think the lady might have thought you were... complaining about the eggs or butter prices.
These potatoes are too expensive. Holy!
but on a serious side, I'd like for everybody in Mississippi and Louisiana to keep the people in Jamaica and Cuba in their thoughts and prayers.
Yes,
they're really fixing to get slammed really hard. Probably over 100-mile-an-hour winds. Mm-hmm. Starting tonight for probably 10 to 20 hours steady. And we've all been there here in Mississippi and Louisiana.
Yeah, truly. Yep. And in another thing that's kind of, and I'll let you go on, Joe, but just to kind of tuck this in there, one thing that's kind of remarkable about Jamaica specifically that is not the case for Florida, Louisiana, the Gulf Coast, Texas, Jamaica is pretty mountainous. Right. So when those hurricane strength speeds crash into those mountains, they accelerate. Like, there's going to be wind gusts. I can't even begin to imagine how high some of these wind speeds are going to be when that hurricane crashes into those mountains. It makes it more destructive. It's terrifying.
Yeah, they're going to be over 200 probably, like we had during Camille.
Good Lord. Good Lord.
But I'll be 70 tomorrow, so wish me happy birthday.
Hey, Joe, happy birthday, man. That's awesome. That's a privilege denied to many. I'm so glad you make it to 70. How are you going to celebrate?
I'm still working.
What do you do, man?
I work out at Keesler Air Force Base as an instructor.
Excellent. Excellent. Good. I think I'm actually kind of heading out that way in a little bit. I think my fiance and I are going to get out there and visit some family in Pensacola. So we'll be sort of your neck of the woods. But
Well, I told you before, you know, you and Scoot just get a hold of me and I'll put you up and treat you to some good food.
That's good. I like good food, good company, some cold drinks. That sounds pretty good to me, Joe. You keep in touch, brother.
Hi, man.
And have a happy birthday. Let's go to Philip. Philip, you're on the air. Good afternoon.
Hey, Ian, how you been, brother?
I'm good, man. Yeah, been a long time. How you been?
First off, I want to tell Joe happy early birthday tomorrow.
Yeah, indeed. You know,
I just made 57 Friday.
Hey, cool. Happy birthday to you, too, man. What did you do?
Thank you, bro. Nothing.
Nothing? Is that what you wanted to do? You just want to relax, have a quiet night?
Yeah. as far as LSU,
yeah,
with Brian Kelly, they knew that Nussmeier was hurt before the season even started,
uh-huh,
and he had a bad oblique injury. So Brian Kelly should have been smart and tried to get Garrett Nussmeier a medical redshirt. That way he wouldn't have to play this year. He had had this year to heal up. That was a serious injury he had.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still bothered by it. And he keeps on getting hurt. Keeps on going in the game. And Brian Kelly keeps on letting him go in there. But Brian Kelly got his own butt fired. You know, they should have put Van Buren in. Our offense would have worked much better because we had a quarterback that would have actually been healthy, you know.
So you're
and then brought Garrett Nussmeier back next year for his Heisman year.
So you think this is kind of the number one reason that BK got fired, is he kind of mismanaged the Garrett Nussmeier situation?
Yeah. I've been saying it since the beginning of the season, even since the Clemson game to my wife. There's a mistake putting Nussmeier in there. He's hurt. They've been knowing him since the spring. They kept it quiet. They didn't tell anybody. So he brought it on himself. As far as the Saints, I've been waiting for the time when they were going to bring Chuck in, because Rat was a good quarterback.
I think so, too.
A good backup quarterback.
Uh-huh, okay.
Okay, he can manage the game.
Yeah.
But the turnover the past two games have been the problem, you know. Him making bad decisions, throwing the ball, you know, him fumbling the ball, stuff like that. I really like what I saw from Chuck in the second half yesterday.
Yeah, I've loved to see more of that. I was a little bit crestfallen when they benched Rattler, because I've really been rooting for him. You know, I really like him, and I think we've seen pretty good play. Again, I'm not an expert. You know, I heard Bobby say last night, just kind of like you said, he's a good quarterback. He belongs in the NFL. But probably not a franchise quarterback that's going to lead the Saints back to the playoffs. You know, I don't think that's Rattler. But I mean, God, even just the pick six, you know, just watching from where I was on TV, I was like, yeah, is that's your move right there? Okay.
Yeah, that was a stupid move.
Yeah, not great.
He had him off his feet. He could have moved to the side.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
Real quick, you know, and done something. Tyler Shuck is bigger. He's faster.
Yeah.
You know, he has a lot better foot speed. He has a lot better vision. And that ball was coming out of his hand like a rock.
It was hot. Yeah. I was like, are you guys going to do any more running plays today? Are you just going to keep throwing it? It's fun to watch.
One thing I said before the LSU game is they need to start Hall and Berry.
Yeah.
And they started Hall and Berry. And I was happy. He looked good. He looked real good in the running game.
I am super curious to see where the rest of the season goes. Yeah, I think people will be paying more attention, not less, to see what LSU does next.
As far as the coaches, those three would be great picks. One thing Nick Saban has said, and I've been kind of down on him for a long time because of the Alabama thing.
Of course. That Alabama thing over there, yeah.
But he did say before on TV, the biggest mistake he ever made in coaching was going to coach the Miami Dolphins. He could have stayed in Baton Rouge.
I don't know why you would do that. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
So people make strange decisions. If he had a chance to come to Baton Rouge, you know, and get they him offer him the job,
yeah,
he might take it.
I think
family,
that he should.
Him and his family love Baton Rouge.
Yeah. Sounds great. All right, Philip, nice speaking with you, man. Happy birthday again. I got to run, but thanks for being a part of the show today. If you want to get in on this, 504-260-1870. Did they fire Brian Kelly too quickly or not fast enough? Was he never the right fit? Who do you want to see take over? What kind of coach does LSU need right now? And what does all this say about LSU's expectations? Obviously, they're sky high. Does it really have to be championship or bust every year? And if you were at that game, call in and tell me what it was like. I can't believe nobody has called in yet to say I was at the Texas A&M game and the suckage was off the scale, buried the needle. I really want to hear from you. Get it off your chest. I'm Ian Hoken for Scoot.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Be right back after this. 2:46 here on WWLAMFM.com and always live on the free Odyssey app. I have a stack of great text messages I'm going to read. I see Hollywood and Thibodeau, Kelly in Mississippi on hold. Hang on. This isn't a scheduled interview. This is just they really just called in, huh?
Yeah, they called in.
Okay, let's drop what we're doing and go immediately to line three where we find President Donald Trump. President Trump, you're on the air. Thanks for being with us. Wow.
Konnichiwa. How are you doing?
We're doing well today, sir. How are you? Nice to hear from you.
We're doing very well. Listen, Ian, we've got big news. Some of the biggest news you've ever heard.
Okay.
I am officially putting my name in for the head coaching position with the LSU Football Tigers.
You really are, Mister.
We're doing it. We got to do it. Quite frankly, we have to do it, Ian. It has to be done.
How are you going to have time to do that while you're running the country, Mr. President?
Listen, I can do it all. I don't know if you noticed, but I'm a winner, and I can do it all. I do so much every day. This is just one more thing we got to do, but we have to do it. The great people of Louisiana, they deserve this. They deserve this. And that nasty Brian Kelly, we got rid of him. He's a huge loser, that guy. But listen, I'm going to come in, and I'm going to win, and that's what we do. We win, and we're going to keep winning. We're never going to stop winning. We're going to put more national title flags in that stadium, which, by the way, we're going to have to. The first thing we're doing is we're going to have to renovate that stadium. It's not big enough. We got to get it bigger. We got to get it way bigger, way louder, too.
Mr. President,
that's what it's all about.
I have to really take advantage of this moment, and I'm going to try and ask you some specific questions because, you know, we know your style. We know that you, like to say things are going to be one way, but we really want to hear specifics. How are you going to make LSU football great again, sir? What plans are you going to bring to the program, athletically speaking?
Well, I've already said it. We got to get the best players, okay? But the first thing we're going to do is we're going to make that beautiful stadium even better. It is going to truly be made of gold. They say purple and gold. We're going to have a lot of gold, and we're going to make it way bigger, way louder, okay? It's not loud enough. It's not. And this is how we're going to do it. We are going to get a lot of money. You know, Texas, they got a lot of money. They deal with the oil. They got it, but we got more money. I have so much money, and we're going to get the Saudis involved, and we are going to make this a championship team. They're going to win all the ships, and we're going to do it very swiftly. And, you know, and another thing, a lot of people are talking about it, and a lot of people don't realize this either. I'm very good with Tigers. I'm very good with Tigers.
With Tigers?
Tigers love me, and we are going to – we can't just have one Tiger. We're going to have multiple Tigers, a lot of Tigers. We're going to let them make little Tiger babies, and it's going to truly be beautiful. So – we're going to build a bigger stadium, get more people, make it louder.
Okay.
We're going to dip into the Saudi money. We're going to bring in the best players. We're going to go international.
Okay.
We are going to bring in the biggest, most giant players.
Mr. President.
We're going to absolutely dominate the competition. We're going to be so good. We're going to be able to play in the NFL. They are going to be a tremendous team. And like I said, we're going to do it very swiftly. Not like the last Brian Kelly. That guy's terrible.
Mr. President, are you planning to bring in your own staff, your own defensive coordinator? Are you going to bring in J.D. Vance?
Absolutely. Absolutely. J.D. Vance is going to be calling the plays. He's very good. He's very good on offense. And Mark Rubio, he really wants to be the defensive coordinator. But, you know, we're going to see. I like that Blake Baker guy. He's a good guy.
What about your media policy? Are you going to continue to allow these fake news organizations in the locker room?
Absolutely not. Listen,
no, okay.
It carries over into football. We can't have fake news. It's very important. But here's the deal. You won't have to have fake news because people are going to see me winning. Just like they're seeing me win here. They're going to see me win. We're going to be on the field. That beautiful blonde golden hair shining from Tiger Stadium on the field. We may have to change things around. We may not be able to play night games because we need the sun to shine on the beautiful hair. Ian, can you see it now?
Purple and gold.
Yes. Purple and gold, Ian.
Gold is everywhere.
A real gold, a true gold, unlike anything you've ever seen. There will be many Tigers. There will be a lot of winning, and we're coming. We're coming for those terrible people in Mississippi. We're coming for Tennessee. We don't like them. Nobody likes a volunteer. We're going to crush the competition, and we're going to do it very swiftly.
Will you use diplomacy or tariffs to defeat some of the other teams in the SEC?
We're not going to have to. We're going to have the biggest, best, quickest players.
Oh, okay, yeah.
We're not going to have to do any of that. We're just going to be way more physical. These workout programs that I've been doing with RFK, they're tremendous workout programs. Look, these are going to be the biggest athletes because RFK is going to get them. He's going to
get
very
jacked.
Big. He's going to get them very big. Ian, you could even play for these.
I have been working out, Mr. President. I have been trying to keep fit and pump some iron lately. Well, I can tell.
I hear it in your voice, Ian.
I sound tough, right? I sound badass. Well, President Trump, thank you so much for calling in. It's always nice to have you drop in on the show, and I hope you have a great weekend. Stay safe, and we'll talk again soon.
Absolutely. Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa. There he goes. President Donald John Trump, the next head coach of your Louisiana Fighting Tigers. Jesus, Jenny McCarthy. Let's take in one more call real quick. Let's go to Kelly in Mississippi. Kelly, you're on the air. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hi, can you hear me? There you are.
I can. I was calling about the gumbo weather.
Great. Tell me all about gumbo weather.
Well, I'm from the Kill, Mississippi.
Uh-huh.
And it's long been a tradition in my family. Gumbo, seafood gumbo is spring and summer when the seafood are fresh.
Uh-huh.
And All Saints Day is usually the first chicken andouille gumbo that I make.
Oh, okay.
And we have open house and everybody comes to eat chicken andouille gumbo and potato salad. And then go to the graveyards, the cemeteries, pay our respects.
See, this is exactly what I wanted to know, Kelly. I knew it couldn't just be about the temperature. It couldn't just be about the date. You said, so Saturday you're having folks over for chicken andouille and you're going to do all that tradition stuff.
Correct.
Well, I think that sounds delightful. I hope that your gumbo turns out great and that all your friends really enjoy this company. It sounds like a great time.
Well, thank you. My daughter's birthday was on the 17th of October, and she just had to have chicken andouille gumbo. So I made a pot on the 17th, and a pot is huge. It's huge. And she bought me a sweatshirt that said gumbo weather.
Oh, did she really? Oh, that's perfect. I love that for you. Well, happy birthday to your daughter, Kelly. Thank you for listening out in Kiln Country. Appreciate you so much. Enjoy that gumbo. And we'll be right back with Hollywood and Thibodeau, and we'll see if we can get a couple more in. Before my guest at 3:20, we'll be talking a little bit about the government shutdown and SNAP and ACA subsidies and all the rest of it. Jan Mueller from Invest in Louisiana, that'll be coming up at 3:20. But until then, I'm not locked in here with you. You're locked in here with me. I'm Ian Hokin for Scoot on WWL BRB. Here's a text message that says, "Hey, Ian, your interview with Trump about LSU literally made my day. Hilarious." Another text says, "He's freaking hilarious. Love or hate Trump, that impersonation is impressive." I got to tell you guys, I did not plan that. I don't have anything to do with that. He just calls.
Impersonation?
Yeah.
That totally was President
Trump.
That was
actually President Trump. Yes, thank you, Coleman, for the correction. No, just, I had nothing to do with that. I'm not, I refuse to take credit for that person calling into the show and doing what they do. It's pretty impressive. In a minute, we're going to talk to Jan Mueller about how Louisiana is going to be impacted by SNAP running out of money. What happens if your Obamacare subsidies go away? How's that going to hit your family? How's that going to hit parents? If you're already helping your parents out to help make ends meet, the shutdown might make it a lot harder. So we're going to hear from Jan Mueller about exactly how the state of Louisiana plans to respond and what you should be doing in your own life to prepare. When we come back, we'll talk to Hollywood. I see a couple other people on hold. Stay there. I'll get to you as soon as we do news and traffic. I'm Ian Hoken for Scoot. Here's Chris Miller, and we'll get our first look at afternoon traffic with Joe Cardosi. Everything you need to know right here on WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.